This is our Spoon Bee Update, episode 393, recorded Friday, January 4th, 2013. Waiting for the Elves. Everybody, and welcome to RSVNB Update. Thank you for being with us today or this evening or whatever it might be. It's 2013 now.
Woo!
I'm going to just sit back a bit this year, so I'll let you two introduce yourselves like you normally do. Just don't fight over position.
I'm Earth.
That's it. Okay. I'm Trekkie. Let's go.
Alrighty. So, and if you're wondering who I am, just head on over to update.rsbaby.com and look up our profiles.
By this time, you don't know who we are. You're not really part of the forum or the show. Or you're new. In which case, hello!
And if you are new, head over to the forums and introduce yourself. We like meeting new people, don't we?
Forums.rsbnb.com.
It's actually rsbnb.com/forums. If you're still using forums,
the link still works.
I know that's backward compatibility that we wrote into it, but we made that change about 2 years ago. So,
oops.
Anyways, that being set aside, I was wondering where the update was this week, but apparently it came out on Thursday, which is a rarity for JGX. Seeing as they said it would be the last update of the year, so I was expecting it on Monday, the 31st. So, this week's update is the God Statues Construction, Distraction, and Diversion. Always nice to see a bit of care and TLC come to the construction scale, wouldn't you guys think?
It's indeed. Actually really easy.
It is. It is. You know, we were enjoying our time off, and we were contemplating taking another week off if this update didn't show up. And it's safe to say we probably could have done that because it's just so simple the way it works. But anyways, give us a bit of a rundown.
Well, anyway, what happened is that you go to one of the four areas, Canifis, Lumbridge, Taverly, or Yanel, and there's a little gnome that is in charge of building a statue to the gods. So you decide, you can pick the one that goes with the area, and it's all right there. It tells you which one it is, and you just build it. It's basically a little small mini game where you're supposed to build scaffolding. You allow 18 pieces, and you're supposed to build them to a certain height. You can check every single time to make sure you get it right or wrong. And but each one takes about 40 seconds to do. So it's not really hard, and the reward is quite good. At 82 construction, I was getting around 17k experience for each one. Prayer at 90 gave me 17k for each one. So I, you know, altogether, found a little less than 80k for both. For once a month, not bad. I'd buy it.
Also, you get skill in the other skills based on what you choose. I know, for example, if you choose Commander Zilyana, you get a Slayer XP reward.
But it depends on the area.
You're
supposed to build one certain one that will give prayer experience. Everybody else gives you Slayer. So it's up to you which one you want to do. You want Slayer XP or
See. So if you want Slayer XP, you just build a god that's not related to that area.
Yeah, you build any other one. You have four choices, so pick one out of four. It does show you which one it is, so there'll be the correct one, which will give you prayer, and everyone else gives you a Slayer experience.
Right.
But one little side note, which is I just tested it out, every single statue does act like an altar. So it's actually pretty good to actually have these up, especially if you're in Canifis, because the closest altar is basically across the river and up the hill.
Across the river and up the hill we go. Isn't that the beginning to some song that I don't know?
No. I'm sure it's something like that. Over the river. Oh, no, wait, that's a Teletubby song, wasn't it?
I over have there, no idea.
Teletubbies. Oh, I remember when Benny
I have no
used
idea.
To love that show. Yeah, well, we
oh,
have cousins
God,
like TBS.
That
they...
show was...
It was banned. Stupid. But,
even when I was two, I knew it was dumb.
Well, anyway, yeah, so it's really simple to do, easy to do.
Yeah. Also, I see, in this way, you can choose to receive either Slayer or Prayer XP for each of the four statues that you can build per month. See, I did this and I thought, oh, what a waste. Only one per month. But then you come on today and you send me, oh no, it's four per month. That makes a bit of a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's you can build one in each location. They say do it once a month, but it's basically one yeah. statue in that area for that month. Mm. So, yeah. I like
too
that.
Bad we couldn't.
Hmm?
Go ahead, Reed.
I wasn't going to say anything. I just called.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, too bad we can't build a statue to somebody like Zefram Cochrane, because that would be really nice to put one of those up.
You don't want to know. Okay, nice way to start off the new year, Shane, with a query quick Star Trek reference.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I think I got around 11,000 Slayer XP. How much did you get?
I was getting prayers. So I was getting seven each.
Right. That's not too bad. And it's free. And yes. If you do this 4 months in a row,
yeah,
build any
that.
One statue for 4 months in a row, you get a wieldable chisel, which in the color of the statue is related to God. Then this seems pretty useless.
What is it?
Well, you
it
forget the
construction
one...
level by one.
Hey, man, you know?
Is that Throw visible in... or invisible? Invisible?
I don't know. Oh, okay, invisible.
It's like the saw. It's supposed to be like the saw.
Where it stack?
Yeah, it should stack. It should stack.
So does that mean you can stack the saw, the T, and the chisel for a grand total of something like seven then?
Yeah, in theory. Doesn't the stew give you six or something?
Yeah,
but it doesn't stack with the tea.
Ah, okay.
So I guess
I'm drinking my tea right now.
10.
I could use some hot tea.
Earl Grey?
Green.
Okay.
All right. So anything else on this little update?
No, not really. So if you're just walking by one of these areas, definitely do it.
Oh.
Where exactly?
So anyway, I forgot to mention it. The Taverly one is right by the Druid Circle. The Canifis one is northeast across the bridge. Lumbridge is by
northeast
the...
across the bridge?
Armor.
Yeah, the small little bridge from Canifis. The one where you get talk to the Slayer guy down there in Canifis, the Slayer Taskmaster.
Okay. I see.
And you have, you have Lumbridge one, which is near the windmill, north.
The farmer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was the last one? Yano is basically south of the Yano lodestone.
Oh, okay.
So all of them are really easy to get to. So the way I do it is I go to my home and I teleport to Yanol and do that one, get into my home, teleport to Canifis, do that one, and then grab my game necklace to Berthra up and do that one, do the Taverly one, and then teleport to Drainer to Lumbridge and I'm done.
Sounds good. You know, I always see Canifis as can I fish?
Can I fish?
Yes.
Me.
What, like Z-Lot?
Don't start this.
Oh my!
I would.
Yeah, let's not go there right now. Reed, Earth.
You know Shane. You know Shane only likes Star Trek references, not any other thing.
Oh no, we're fine to throw other things in. So, let's just move on to the tweaks and fixes this week. So, interesting one here. there's. It's no longer possible to equip armor that you didn't have the requirements for.
Okay.
Yeah. You can also press T to target now, which I think you is know, wonderful.
That has existed forever in EOC.
Yeah, that's existed, really? Just no one ever really knew about it.
Really?
It's one of those, yeah. Oh, it was yeah. There ever since from the beta.
When EOC came out, the first thing I did is I went through each button on the keyboard and I pressed it to see if it did something.
Yeah, but
are there any others we should know about?
The developer console is Tilda.
I've known that since like 2006.
Okay, I think that's about it. Players can make Moss and Ice Titan scrolls correctly. No idea what was wrong with that. On the port front, Slade and Gunpowder will no longer be confused in a player-owned port voyage.
And was there something? I think there was a little small update with the port as well, with the timing issue. Supposedly now, before, when you get in, you know, if the timer was up, it would be done. But now I'm noticing a lot of people also saying that if you go, you have to log into the game, you have to wait a minute or so for it to actually be, quote-unquote, finished.
Mm. Well, it seems kind of like a back-end change, so...
So many people were noticing that they should be done, you know, like half an hour ago, when suddenly they said it'll be coming back soon, which basically means that within the next minute, but it should have been done half an hour ago.
So it's like trees.
I don't know. I don't see that on the thing here, but I'll take your word for it since you're such a port addict.
Oh, man. I just got into the third area. I'm carrying Cherrywood, but I need the slates so I can get better crew. In order to get better crew, I need to update the bar. In order to update the bar, I need more slates. And I try and get those freaking slates, but it's taking forever to get it.
Did you say slaves?
Slates.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind taking slaves too, but meh, Jackex won't allow it. Yeah. First one up would be Reed.
Wait, what?
See? Exactly.
You're his first slave.
You make a great slave. Actually, now I'm about to
Ayla.
Get
Ayla.
Actually,
all right.
I'll annoy you to death.
Also, yeah. Beating Marmaro's kill count and fuck your blocked off saga has been made easier for all you dungeoneering types out there. Okay. So, with that being said, a relatively light week this week in terms of updates. Jagex also published on Thursday, the 3rd, another post highlighting that, yes, we are not asleep at the wheel. We are indeed banning bots and cheaters. So as a part of our ongoing war, we continue to take action against those confirmed to be using a bot script. Just yesterday, we banned a large number of bot users, including a number of maxed players. So, yeah. That's good they're doing that. I kind of wish they would post a list of the names like this, like they used to, just to give kind of a perspective and the total level and time played, just to show what kind of idiots we got out there. Oh, yes, and here's what you were mentioning. We also detected a small amount of players who had engineered an exploit to abuse the God Statues content, which was added yesterday. In addition to adding extra security to our code, we permanently banned the accounts which took part in all other accounts associated with those users. So apparently you were right in that there was a problem with the God Statues. I'm not sure what that was, though. Either of you guys hear anything on that?
Mm-mm. I'll find out soon.
Okay.
People talk.
Alrighty. So, short and sweet version of this news post. Don't bot, you'll get caught. And this goes for everybody else, too. People always ask, what are the bots doing and everything? And I can attest, over the Christmas break, I saw bots killing Mithril dragons. And, you know, it is quite disconcerting to see this in this game like this. But we need to remember two things. First things first, report them. If you see a bot anywhere, always report it, because let's remember that the new system they use is governed by where the reports come in from. So if they see a cluster of reports in certain areas, they'll turn their automated system onto it. And secondly,
I just asked, and people got 200 million construction experience in one day.
Oh, wow.
So that's what happened, apparently.
How'd they do it?
Well, it's going to be patched
out. I don't know.
But...
Damn, I should have broke it a little bit and grabbed another.
You
want to
get banned?
Also, upon release, there was a glitch that allowed players to gain massive amounts of construction experience in a short time. Some accounts were able to use this to take new accounts to 200 million construction experience in a single day. These accounts have been banned. Some players also used the 10% bonus XP from the Refer a Friend program to gain massive experience without abusing the glitch.
There you go. Yep. Okay, number two thing to mention with regard to bots is to remember the economy, and that even though it might be causing havoc with certain things, it's a good time to invest in other things as well. Because combined with the perception that high-level prayers are useless and all the bots around dragons and abyssals, prayer prices have fallen quite a bit. So keep that in mind as well. But in general, don't bot. It just ruins the game for everyone else, and you'll be giving up your RuneScape account that you probably put many, many hours into. So, let's see, current Dragon Bones, 1780 GP each, that's way down, and if we look way back at our price history, current price 1780, the lowest I see on this graph aside from that is back in 2008, December, roughly around the same price, so it's plummeted quite a bit, so definitely keep that in mind. All right. So, behind the scenes for January, or no, never mind. We're going to do Quizmas first. The Quizmas survey results. Did you guys take part in this survey that they did the day before Christmas Eve?
No, I didn't know about it.
Well, it was a little survey they did, and then, of course, the JMods were quizzed on and everything at their live stream. So, the top three favorite updates in 2012, the most favorite are, of course, player-owned ports, the RuneSpan, bonus XP weekend. Those are all relatively equal, and then fourth is Evolution of Combat. So, it seems like the majority of people do indeed like Evolution of Combat, which is really good. Then going down the list, in order, we got Dungeoneering XP and Gravestone, Loyalty Additions and the Lodestone Network, God Wars Remastered, Potion Flasks, the 10-Year Veteran Cape, and the Queen Black Dragon. And then, of course, all the other responses as well are well filtered into this, and that's what the majority of them, quite a bit of them actually, total two.
Okay.
Would you rather see the sailing skill or the introduction of the trolling skill? sailing, of course, wins by a massive amount.
Really?
Yeah. Sailing had about probably 1,600 votes, while the trolling skill had just under 1,000. Question three, would you rather, roughly 2,000 people would rather have all 99s, and about 500, 600 or so would be able to be PK anywhere, anytime, and anyone in RuneScape. Now, this is interesting. What are your top five favorite skills? For some reason, magic tops out this list, followed by Slayer, Dungeoneering, and Summoning, and Prayer.
Prayer, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, farming's on this list.
Yeah, near the bottom.
But that's the 10th one, though.
Exactly.
There are what, 21 skins?
And then all other responses as well do total up to roughly, I don't know, what is that, 5,500 votes? So, I mean, this really isn't representative. This bar chart would be better to see the actual numbers. But I guess it just means that these are the lowest, and that's as low as they go. What are your top three most enjoyed missed random events?
I think people were
evil chicken.
Little, yeah, I think people were drunk with that, the evil chicken bang.
Followed by the drunken dwarf.
Yeah, as I said, people were drunk when they were voting this.
Then the maze. Then the sandwich lady. Then the drill demon. Then it looks like the zombie event. Evil Bob. I never enjoyed that one. But the least missed random event is the evil twin.
Which one was Evil Bob?
Yeah, that was annoying.
Evil Bob was where you get taken away by the cat to the island.
Ooh, right. Okay. Yeah, that was annoying.
Fish the fish.
And uncook them.
Yes.
I wish I had 99 uncooking level. That would have been nice.
You know, I actually voted for the evil chicken as well because it was always just fun to see these things appear and start attacking people randomly, and sometimes they die.
I almost died to it once back in the day. It was
and,
not,
you know, there were
not pleasant.
There were actually rewards for killing them. You remember you could get
like
1,000+ feathers? Yeah.
And what was the other thing? You killed the strange plant by having like 1,000,000 rings of recoil.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you just get the thing, the fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still have my collection of that fruit, I think.
You can get it from the Stranger Plant Familiar, I think.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Totally forgot about that. Anyways, that was 2012. Moving on to 2013 now, behind the scenes for January. First update of the month, next week, supposedly, will be the Kalfite King.
Woo-hoo, Kalfite King, yay.
This is going to be very interesting because it's an instanced boss fight. And they say you'll need a group of high-level friends, levels 80 and above. And in the behind-the-scenes video, you said, or they said they'll need roughly 10 or so or more of these people to do it. And the Kalfite King will drop level 90 weaponry focused around dual wielding. Including maces, longswords, and rapiers.
And Dragon so, Warhammer.
I hope not.
Aww.
Because that is, or maybe. Because isn't that the only dragon weapon we're missing?
I think we're missing a couple of others.
Well, they said it's going to be Kalfite oriented, so probably like Kalfite sword or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Just realized that this is the one of the first weekends where there hasn't been like a double squeal thingy.
Oh, very interesting. Hasn't been like that since like beginning of December. Also, of course, all Kalfites are getting a graphical update. They're also updating some of the mechanics of the Kalfite Queen. So basically the Kalfite Queen, they're saying, will be for people who are wanting a more relaxed fight. And the Kalfite King will actually take advantage of all the EOC stuff that's in-game. So this will be the first monster to actually truly require EOC. And
that means a lot of stunning.
Yeah,
it's
stunnable. Because remember, most big things aren't stunnable.
Well, anyway, Reed, I saw that. But the second thing is also... What I'm seeing people are trying to do is like, obviously you have maybe one or two tankers who's going to have the shield and do all that. Maybe a couple of majors. It's probably going to be weak to fire is a bug, but
that's good and everything. But
But I see people using the Kel'ras dagger for a while.
Yeah, because isn't that thing strung against Kel'fites? Or no,
oh, the Kel'ras?
That was only the special, wasn't it?
No,
no,
by
it's
itself
the
it is.
Dagger.
The dagger, which used to be able to poison, but then they removed
which
that little
which dagger was this?
The Kel'ras. Kel'ras?
Yes, okay.
Kel'ras.
Right. We were on the same thing. I thought it was called something else for some reason. But you mentioned tanking, and I'm wondering how that works in RS, because it's not exactly easy to hold aggro on some NPC
well, actually,
in this game, is it?
It is. You have Provoke, which taunt your opponents, forcing them to focus their attack on you.
Right.
And you also have, what was the other one? I can't remember which one was the other one, but it was one other ability which kind of taunt him too. When I was with my clan, we were fighting the corporeal beast, and we had one person who was just pure tank. It was like, you just hold aggro, and we just was like, oh my god, you're not dying at all. And the reason he was even dying was because he wanted to die so he can use immortality and get his life back up. I was like, okay.
Well, if we ever go fight the KK, I'll be the tank.
Yeah, insight. There we go. Dramatically increased likelihood that the attack will cause your target to attack you instead of your allies. So someone's going to be tanking. But this thing, supposedly from the videos when we were watching, he does a lot of AoE attacks, so you got to watch out for those sticky
and
bombs.
And it's huge.
You better have anticipation on ready.
Yeah. You know, the thing I think that we're overlooking here, two things. The first one's a little bit minor. Remember way back when the KQ initially came out? I remember hearing about this and the Dragon Chain body. And, of course, we didn't have any... That was good armor back then. So, I have a feeling that the KK needs to bring out... some other good piece of armor like that on the same caliber that'll encourage people to go there and talk about it. And now, second thing, the thing I think we're overlooking is the fact that this is instanced.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could do this with all the other bosses in the game? Have an instanced area you can control who comes in and all that other good stuff?
Yeah, I know a lot of people would have been happy if we didn't crash their party.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, I didn't want to crash it, but then it was like, I'm overruled.
Yeah, so, I mean, it would be nice if this kind of mechanic would come to other places, like the God Wars or the Kel'fite Queen, that sort of thing. Okay. Also this month, the Hattie Wolf will be returning. Hattie Wolf
Yay!
And friends.
Oh, doesn't that thing give construction XP?
I thought it just gave bonus experience.
Yeah, I thought it was bonus in general.
I thought it was combat.
Hattie is focused around combat skills and skulls. Fire making alternative. Rather than traditional hack and slash techniques. So I'm not sure what that means.
Like, fire making?
Yes. I don't know. Also, the desert area task set. Oh, I guess I should start training thieving. Requires level 91 thieving and 89 crafting.
Oh, man.
What?
Because I've been doing some pyramid plunders then. Ooh, give me a chance to actually use those unicorns. I'm saving them.
Actually, the monkey guards are the best thieving XP in game right now.
Oh, the blackjack thingy? Oh, as your gorilla and knock them out, Claude?
No. The guard, monkey guards. I forget where they are, but they're very good XP.
Apatol?
Maybe. I don't know. I can see him in my head, but I can't picture where it is on the map. So, anyways. Start training your thieving and crafting levels. So with this, you'll be getting an amulet. So this is the amulet of the set. XP will be tailored toward crafters, herblers, and miners.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think this one will be?
Which one again?
What do you think this will be? Like, what will we get for the reward in an amulet in the desert area?
Maybe no more desert heat.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, you have the wiki, well, that's what the enchanted
water crown
thing is for.
Thing.
The tiara.
What about a bank box at the quarry?
No, that's OP.
No.
Okay.
Maybe deposit X amount of stuff per day in those. I could see that.
Because they already say there's going to be rerolls for Dominion Tower and improvements to two of the more older neglected desert weapons. What are those?
The Karis and the... Maybe the Scimitars?
The Blackjack?
Maybe. I'll look that up.
Because the Blackjack is a desert weapon. You get it at that little city there. Okay, we did this when the Knifis task set came out. Let's guess what some of these were going to be. And when it came out, we actually had an episode called "We Nailed It." So let's see if we can nail this again.
You going to make a list, Shane?
Well, no. This is just going to serve as a verbal record. I'm going to say defeat the Kalphite Queen.
successfully blackjack someone.
Okay.
I mean, the 91 thieving, obviously, loot the
top
gold
floor
chest
pyramid
in the
plunder.
Last
yep.
room. 89 crafting. What's at 89 crafting?
Potion flasks, but that's not the desert.
No. I mean, I'm sure there's mining stuff and then stuff to do with the quests there.
Oh, you're going to have to kill a desert strike worm?
Oh, God.
That could be one. Yes.
I need one more. I need 600k more XP before I can kill it. Oh, wait, no, that's ice one. Never mind.
Okay.
That's the ice strike.
You know, desert, I think, counts as Alcarid, no? As well? Maybe?
Maybe.
If that's going to be the case, I think they could be really evil and say that you have to unlock Bones to Peaches or something like that in the mage training area.
I've been trying to do that for so long, but I just can't.
Well, I don't know. They say the Caridian Desert, so I don't think that includes Alcarid.
Hope not. Although the Caridian Desert, it says that Alcarid is included.
Oh joy.
Yep.
Maybe something to do with the squirt juices.
Oh yeah, that could be one. Report a bot in there.
I don't know. I think that's the extent of my ideas on this one.
Do stuff in Sophonim. Maybe. Oh. Use the bank underneath the temple. In there.
Is that a quest requirement or?
Yeah, you have to do the contact quest. In order to use that bank. Until then, it's broken.
Okay, so that's a logical assumption. What about that area behind the agility pyramid? That swampy area.
Oh, maybe do something with the Scarborough notes, and then probably get to the top of the agility pyramid.
Right. Desert treasure's got to be in here somewhere. Swap to the
change your prayer
book.
Or your spell book.
Yeah.
Catch some of the various hunter creatures.
Yep. Wrestle a crocodile.
Yes, that's one. Talk to a golem, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Golem, yes, golem.
Oh, enter the desert mining camp. Something with the monkey stuff. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's enough speculation here. So,
cat stuff.
Meow.
That might have been the worst cat imitation I've ever heard.
All right, moving on then. Demon flash mobs.
We're nice at the round table. Enable.
I don't follow what you just said, but okay.
I don't either.
So, similar to Goblin Flash Mobs of 2012, you'll be able to fight groups of NPCs that appear in predetermined locations like the wilderness and other dangerous zones throughout the world. For those brave enough, new rewards await. This time you'll be able to kit yourself out with the latest in Warrior Chic, the Demon Slayer armor. Stats that are equivalent to Dragon Armor. They'll also grant you increased XP while fighting demons. So here we go again, obsoleting dragon armor.
Oh, I think about it, dragon armor now is really mid-level now.
Yeah, and I guess it was just a phase in the development of RS where dragon was like, oh my god, it's dragon, that sort of thing. But, oh, and you did mention we haven't heard anything from Squealer Solomon yet in 2013, so plenty of cool content along the way from Yelps and Solomon. So they'll be releasing construction training packs on Squeal, handy materials for improving your POH, and two sets of awesome Calphite-looking armor overrides that'll be coming to Solomon's as well. There's also going to be weekend boosts to summoning XP from lamps and bags of cash from Yelps, and abduction teleports and some wickedly demonic armor from Solomon as well. Hopefully we'll get the 600 mil at some point. That would be good.
Project X.
Alrighty, I think that's it for RS updates. We kind of went a little bit too far on behind the scenes, but that's okay. It's the first episode of the year. So, moving on to the questions. The first one is from Duke Cooker.
What?
Dear Shane and Techie, how was your New Year's Eve? Did you do anything to celebrate it? What was the best part of RuneScape in your opinion in 2012? In other words, what do you guys think was the best update, change, or addition to the game? Duke Juker. Alright, so you guys start. What did you guys do on New Year's Eve?
Well, I was going to go to a party, but I was sick and didn't feel like it.
So, oh, right. That's the night you wanted to play StarCraft and no one was available for you to play with.
No, I thought that was Team Fortress. Oh, that was that was because I thought it was Tuesday, but it was Monday. Was sad day.
Okay.
And I mean, I really liked Evolution of Combat, but they finished off. Well, I mean, they finished off the Tzar quest series. Did they finish? What are the other major ones this year?
I'll hazard. Oh wait, no, that's a long time ago. Actually. I'm still waiting for that to finish.
Coming up about that.
And let's see. They finished Ritual of Majorats and finished up the
Tzar. Oh
yeah, that was good.
That was 2011, yeah. Wasn't
really?
It?
Really?
I thought it was.
It seems. Whatever. It seems so long ago. Okay, let's see. I didn't really do much. Everyone everyone that I knew were all, it was too cold to go outside because, and the other thing was most places were actually closed. So it was like, I basically got my friend to come over. Hey, you just wanted to just sit around and, you know, catch a little movie on my computer or something. They're like, okay. And the rest of the day, I really just spent, I spent the day doing lots of dungeoneering. I did a lot of dungeoneering that day.
How thrilling.
Yes, it was.
Oh, the Penguin Quest, Some Like It Cold.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was a good one.
And they also did a lot of the quest reworks. I thought those were pretty good. Diamond in the Rough.
Okay.
But yeah.
Wait.
And Ritual of the Majorat was last year.
I was right. Well, 2 years ago now. All right. As for me, New Year's Eve was a relatively quiet affair, as it has always. Mike just was over here, and we played some games, and we comforted Reed at the fact that we couldn't play StarCraft that night.
No, it's Team Fortress.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I thought it was Tuesday, but it was Monday.
Oh, okay.
But I think we played StarCraft later.
No, we didn't.
Oh.
But
okay.
Anyways. well, I thought you were asking to play StarCraft all along there, so I don't know where I was at. But aside from that, didn't really do much with that. But if you go back and listen to the clip show, which everybody should do, we did talk about this on there. So definitely go back and listen to the clip show, because there was lots of good fun on that episode. But my favorite update of the year was the bonfires. Of course, EOC was on the list, but we already talked about that. I just couldn't put Runespan on the list because I just felt it changed the skill too much. So as a result, I put bonfires on the list.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was lots of other little changes, too, that we didn't go into. And I'm sure if I look back at the release notes for the year, I could find them. Because there are all these very nice little features. Like, for example, we discovered that if you're looking for a person on your friends list, you can now right-click and there's a trail option, and it'll show an arrow to right where they are. And if they're close enough to the lodestone, you can teleport to them too.
Which one?
You can also instantly switch worlds now, which is nice.
Really?
Yeah, right-click join.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're
just attempting to change worlds. Then, now I'm on a different world. And okay. RuneScape loaded again for some reason.
Yeah, but lots of changes in the year. EOC are bonfires for me. But I think we covered that one. And just to recap for anyone interested, according to Reed, quests for 2012 included the Firemaker's Curse, Druidic Ritual, Wolf Whistle, those two being re-releases, Death Plateau re-release as well, Let Them Eat Pie, The Elder Kiln, which was another Tazar quest, Song from the Depths. I don't remember doing that one.
That was the Queen one. Queen Black Dragon one.
Oh, yeah. And then Carnelian Rising. God, that one was so annoying.
I love that one.
Oh, okay. I just found the little child
RuneScape
too annoying.
Isn't that kind of fantasy game?
Oh, God. What was the examine? What did you have to examine to do that?
Use a feather on the girl while she was tied up. I think you could also use a whip, too.
Oh, my. Some Like It Cold, as you mentioned, which was the Cold War quest. Stolen Hearts and Diamond in the Rough. What's Mine is Yours. That was the Doric quest. And the two Rune Mysteries ones. And then ending off with Brink of Extinction. Oh, and also in Brink of Extinction, remember the little valve? The examine info on the valve? Releases when ready. Yes. All right. Thank you, Duke Cooker. Earth, you can take the next one.
Why did he call me techie?
Well, I get the essay. Dear Shane and Trekkie, and me, my question for this week is about the beloved questline with the elves. It has been a very long time since a significant bump in one of RuneScape's oldest storylines. So firstly, do you agree with long breaks in quest lines, or do you like when quest series are done like the Void series, where the quests were released back to back to back? Secondly, do you think that the graphics are more important to Jagex than the story? The only reason Jagex has given for not releasing the new quest is they want to make it look amazing, which they can't do with the current limitations. Finally, how would you want the next chapter to go? I think that a Regicide 2 would be a great next step. If you've done the quest, you'll know what I'm talking about. Thanks a bunch. Scream Truth.
I want some more crystal weapons. I think those would be interesting.
Crystal halberd.
And we know regardless, we're going to get access to the Elven City.
Yeah, sometime in this universe, in this Yay, century, Christina. Hopefully. As everyone knows, I'm still waiting to finish the thing, and I'm hoping to finally be done with this quest line before I die, or I quit. Or combination of both. So as for releasing, I don't mind it too much. You know, we're PC gamers. We're a patient bunch. We do the whole release when it's ready.
It releases when ready.
Yes, so when it's ready and it's good to go, let there be light. If it's not ready, you release a broken thing and suddenly there's like 300,000 people exploring the Ring of Wealth. Oh, that sucks. I'm still kicking myself over what happened that day.
What?
Well, when the day with the Ring of Wealth glitch, when it just came out, I was in there right after the update. I canceled my Spiritual Mage's Slayer option because I didn't feel like slaying those. If I did, I would have been rich. I was like,
Wait. How did we get talking about Ring of Wealth from the elves?
We were talking about when it releases, when it's ready. And...
glitches on release.
Keep up.
I see.
So, let's see. So, yeah. Release when it's ready.
Yeah, I concur with that as well. And, you know, personally, I have to say Jagex has always been about the story rather than the graphics. Because back in 2004, RuneScape still had the perception of being a very poor game based on its graphics. So, obviously that didn't deter them then, and I doubt it deters them now. So
I bet they're waiting until they change over to HTML5 because I mean, as you said, it's one of the oldest storylines. I think it may be the oldest unfinished, and it just,
well, it was the first one they wanted to do that would actually, that was supposed to be a questline series.
Yeah, and I understand them wanting to make it look good, so.
You know, in regards to the next chapter, correct me if I'm wrong, but both sides aren't aware that the other was playing the other, right? Like, Ardoin people didn't know they were doing anything wrong in the beginning, did they?
Well, nor did
we. Well, the king did.
Right.
Technically, they're... Well,
because if you remember the mourners, okay, if you don't want any spoilers, just skip like 2 minutes ahead. The mourners are the elves, right? Of the clan that got
well. The mourners work for the elves. What happened is that the king wants to kind of has a little alliance with some of the evil elves, and they want to try and take over the area. His brother Tyrus is actually trying to stop the king.
Yeah, he's the good guy.
Which and so apparently from that, they still haven't really figured out, what's going to happen exactly.
The mourners are the dark elves, and they actually infected the people. So there's no real plague.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this thing would be made a whole lot simpler if we could just go back and play them. And, you know, yeah. I think that's something that needs to be done with this quest whenever it does come out. Because if you're playing all the way back since 2001, you probably did this quest when it came out in 2002. And we're in 2013 now. So we're looking at 11 or 12 years after the fact, at least. So, I mean, we have good memories. It would be nice if we could just replay the game.
I don't want to have to level up enough so that I can do these again, and not to mention make a whole new account. When was Mornings End Part 2 released?
Too long
ago. Oh, God. I think that was something like 2007.
It wasn't Part 2 really? Or Part 1.
Part 2?
No, Part 2
that was 2005.
Out.
No, October 17th, 2005, and I don't know. Should we even count Within the Light?
No, that was just like a follow up. I think
nothing really happened.
No, but it was still classed as master. But I don't know. Need to do it again. Like, I don't even remember doing this.
I don't know. I did love Regicide. The ending of Regicide was just so good.
Oh, yeah. Like, one of my favorite things to do in that.
I don't think I did that.
No. One of my favorite things to do in the Regicide quest was for people that needed help. Was to run through the woodlands, of course. Then when you come across a leaf trap, click, and then the person would try and follow you across so you could make them fall into the trap.
Shane, you're evil.
You just figured that one out? He's Republican.
Yeah.
No, technically I can't be because I'm not an American.
So make the Canadian Republican Party.
You can jump over here, Shane, if you want.
No, that's okay. All right. So, yeah.
I'm better.
Definitely would be nice to see all this finally come around. Roving Elves was 2005. Regicide, September 20th, 2004. Do you guys remember the Regicide? How after you complete Underground Pass, you get that guy to come and deliver the thing to you?
Yeah, the
The courier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish they'd do that more often.
Mm. Do what more often? Have a courier come to you?
Yeah, to start a quest.
Yeah? That was interesting.
Then we had Underground Pass. That was fun.
Fun?
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I mean, looking back on it is sort of fun, but the last part, jumping over the things, you'd get to the last one and then fall. Then you had to get all the way back there. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And then Biohazard, October 23rd, 2002.
I still remember shooting. I still remember August shooting
27, 2002. Go ahead.
I was gonna say that you know, my favorite one was still shooting the shoots with the cannon.
Oh yeah, that was Roving Elves Part One.
You know, the funny thing was that I was playing around with the cannon a while back, and I was aiming for this one person who was fighting the guards. I shot her with the cannon, but at the same time I fired it, she buried a bone, and so she literally ducked out of the cannon. I was like, oh my god, how...
Did it still hit her, or...?
No, it hit the wall behind her, it was funny.
Really?
Wow, the difference... Morning Zen Part 1 was released on July 19th, 2005, and then... Morning Zen Part 2 was October 17th, 2005. And then... Let's see when Within the Light was.
Well,
that was
the 13th
of October, 2009.
The problem was, is that the developer of the series left Jagex.
Mm-hmm.
Because initially it was supposed to be out kind of like sooner, right?
Mm.
Sooner rather than later. Developer was Dylan C. You know, I wonder if they got him back, if they could fast track work on this.
Mm.
Oh well, we can hope. We can hope. All right, thank you, Scream Truth. Parnassius asks, "Hi guys, we saw quite a few nice updates in December. Foremost amongst them being POPs. I'd like your opinion on what you think would be the best thing to concentrate on. Should we look at getting the recipe for Rocktail Soup first, or concentrate on the scrolls for the armor? I already have the scroll for the Sea Singer's body, and I'm now trying to get the Tetsu armor. However, looking at it, it will take a long time to gather everything to make it. Should I instead concentrate on something that will increase my bank at a slow and steady pace, or should I go all out and hope to get the armor while it's around a value of 200 million? Hope you both had a great Xmas and a new year. Happy RuneScaping, Pern." All right, ports expert, what do we do?
I just go whatever you want to try and get right now. The odds of me getting scrolls is so little that it doesn't really matter to me as much. Getting the armor, you can trade some of them, but they're degradable, and I don't know how much they're going to go for, but it's going to take a while for anyone to actually get the full set anyway. What I'm seeing is, so go for which one will benefit you the most. I just pick any one of them. I didn't really quite care. I got one scroll, so I'm just finishing it up, so at least I have something. So go, you know, if you have one that's closest to being done, just go with that one, get it out of the way. Unless you really want some of those armor, then by all means, go for it. But the odds of me getting the armor with the crew that I have, it's going to take... some of them needs to be executed, but that's all I can say.
Okay. And for what it's worth, I haven't really looked into ports that much because I just can't make myself go check it that often enough to be productive with it. So,
and I don't have any other requirements, so...
Well, the thing is, Shane, once you get up there, it's like every... 4 hours. You literally just go in and just check every once in a while.
The thing is that in the beginning they're all half hour ones.
Yeah, but you get to the gunpowder one really quick.
Oh, okay. I need to have a look at it. But the problem is that I have a familiar out for my prayer training. So it's just like I don't want to waste the time going there and do this. So. I just wish it was a bit easier to get there.
Lodestone teleport and walk over.
Yeah, I guess.
Or since you have the tree in that area, just use the grand tree.
Yeah, that works too. But I mean, it's just a matter of going repeatedly. I guess I could throw it in with farming runs and use that as a way of doing it. But I don't know. So.
I just need better crew. I need to do massive layoffs. Yes, I said it. Massive layoffs.
Good. That's what you should be doing.
First one would be Shane. Let's see what else we got here. That's pretty much it for now.
All right. And, you know, I think if I was there and I had a good chance to getting the scrolls, I'd go for the scrolls. Because getting this armor, you can bet that it's going to hover around that at least at the sub 100 mil mark for a while. So I'd probably say go for the scrolls. Alrighty, Earth, you can take the last one.
Alright. Bonjour. I've been on French servers killing grot worms. Recently, my Asus laptop broke and I had to get it repaired. I was unfortunate enough to have this issue exactly one day after the warranty ended. I contacted Asus' tech support team and they were able to pull some strings and get my computer repaired as if it was still under warranty. I could not be more pleased with their service. So I ask, what are your good, bad, funny tech support stories? And that's from 99 Aegis.
You go first, Reed.
All right. Well, recently I was helping someone with their internet and phone. I got their internet all set up, saved them $100. They had Comcast and they wanted, cost them $100 for them to come out, but I came and did it for free. So, but their phones weren't working. What's not nice?
That you didn't get paid.
Yes, some of.
Oh, okay.
God,
okay, that's allowed.
Okay, never ever hire Shane to do anything. If you don't know Shane personally, don't do it. He's gonna charge you three arms and a leg.
Their phone wasn't working. So I went into Comcast. Okay. So I got on the Comcast website and went to tech support, and they were actually helpful and efficient.
For once.
I was very surprised. Yeah, for once. And it just wasn't activated, but that worked. And bad ones are all of the ones that I've had with AT&T. And then my headset I have is from Triton, not sure how to pronounce it, but I needed a replacement part, and I went on their website to look for a replacement thing, and it said out of warranty, part request, and then you select your country and the product, then the part, and then you say get parts. But I went back to see if what I'd have to do for a warranty request, and it was the same thing. And it just told me to use a coupon code at the checkout page for free shipping. And I mean, the cable was free no matter what. So I'm not under warranty.
Well, just have to hope that it doesn't break again.
Why?
Because then you would have problems, wouldn't you? If you're not under warranty.
Well, no, I wasn't under warranty then. You can just click in to the thing and it will... Here.
Oh, okay, I see.
Click warranty request. And that video I sent is also relevant.
Well, you want to go, Shane?
No, you
got
can
plenty.
Go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which one do you guys want to hear? The stupid HP one, the stupid Filipino lady one, or the
Filipino? Not
yes.
Indian.
No, she was Filipino. I recognize the accent anywhere. Or would you
go with that one.
Okay. So when I came home one day and my internet was really, really slow. I resetted the modem and the router, but it was still really slow for some reason. So I called up Comcast, you know, trying to see if it's my end or their end, because I couldn't, at the time, I couldn't figure out what was going on. I get the first lady, who seems pretty nice, is like, "Hi, thank you for calling Comcast. How can I provide with you with excellent customer service?" I was like, "All right, I like you already." So she's like, I tell her, "Okay, my internet's really slow. I just want to double check if it's me or you." I said, "Okay, could you please hold?" "Of course." And I hold, and I get the Filipino lady. "Hello, thank you. Hello, thank you for coming, guys." I was like, "Oh, shoot." So I tell her what was going on. She's like, "All right, can you please tell me who's on the account?" Blah, blah, blah. "Okay, how are you, do you know her?" "Yes, she's my mom." "Oh, okay. So are you related to her?" "Yes, I'm her son." "Oh, okay. So how long have you known her?" I wanted to say since the game I popped out, but many years. "Oh, okay. So what's the problem?" "I just told you what the problem was. My internet is really slow." "Okay, please hold." "Okay." And she goes back, "All right, okay, so what we can do? We can send a technician out to go and see what the problem is." I said, "Okay, because it might be something with the router. Maybe it's another router in the area that you haven't reset. But the thing is also, we noticed that you don't have Wi-Fi in your house." "I don't have Wi-Fi in my house? Really?" "Yes, so I would like to sell you this new modem that has a Wi-Fi capability. Usually it's a price of 39 something, but we can sell to you, I think, discount price of $15 a month." Like, no. "Sir, please let me finish." "You did not just tell me to say, please let me finish. You have not been listening to the goddamn thing I said. Goodbye." Click. Then the nice thing was she actually did remind me. I had the repeater upstairs. I forgot about that one. Then after I said that one, I was all good. I forgot that I had that one upstairs. But you want to hear the semi funny one that happened to me? Well, remember when Shane had the whole disconnecting from StarCraft?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Go for it.
So I called him up. I called up Comcast at the time, and I'm having problems with the internet. I keep getting disconnected. Okay. And he's like, "Are you okay? I need to add you something really quick." "Okay. Are you using your neighbor's internet?" "No. Why?" "Because according to our system, you're not supposed to have internet." "I'm not?" "No, you're not getting any signal from us." "Then what the hell am I paying you guys for?" Okay, so this gives us a minute. Okay, I'm going to try something. Okay. Okay. Put on hold. Back. Yes. Did it work? No. Okay, try doing this. Okay, how about that? No. Do this? No. How about this? You hear me? Yes. How about that? No. All right, please hold. Okay. I'm back. Yes. Did that work? No. Is it better? No. Okay, try doing this again. Nope. How about that? No. Do this? Nope. How about that? Nope. Yes. Nope. Nope. Okay. Okay, after like half an hour, okay, so it seems to be something on our end. I don't know how you're getting internet, even though you're not supposed to be getting a signal from us. Okay. And so we're gonna send it higher up, but it should be fixed within the next 48 hours. Okay. After that, it actually did get fixed. But that was like the most like, what the hell is going on moment. But they also say one thing, wow, though, if you ever need to speak to someone really quick, don't press any of the buttons, just let it go or you swear at it. If it's one of those voice activated things, usually if you swear at it, they throw you into a representative really quick or you stay silent.
Really?
Yes, if you don't press any buttons and just stay like, they will transfer you to representative pretty in about a minute or two. So that's a good way to actually talk to someone.
You swear at it?
Yeah, apparently if they have one of those, you know, that can actually listen to what you're saying. Supposedly they respond better to some of the banned words from TV, but oh well.
Okay.
So if I just say, "Give me a real person, damn it."
Maybe.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I don't have anything as good as that, or getting.
You mean as bad?
yeah, or getting free headset cables or anything like that. But the best warranty and tech support. has come from. Any of you guys want to complete the sentence here?
What?
Microsoft.
No, no, no.
Dell.
Of course not. No, AppleCare.
Comcast.
AppleCare is really nice, the way they work with flat up replacing things that are broken and getting done quick. So they've always been good. So always get the AppleCare if you buy something like a iMac or a MacBook. That's a given. But you are right. I did have a good experience with Dell. Thank you for reminding me of that. When I picked up the current flat panels I'm using, one of them had a piece of dust embedded behind the display. So when you turn it on, you'd see the speck that you couldn't get rid of. So it was good. Basically, the new one got sent out and then sent the old one back and replaced without issue. Same goes for Logitech as well. I had a mouse clicker that stopped working. Same mouse that you actually have there, Earth. So be careful. Don't click it too hard.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've had good experiences.
Oh, didn't you get
Apple, Dell, and Logitech.
Some free speakers, too?
Yeah, that was from Logitech as well, but they weren't free because the old ones really quit, so I didn't have any net gain there.
Oh.
Yeah, the old one, you know how they have the buttons on them to turn it on, that button quit working, so they actually sent out a brand new set, but it was just a straight-up replacement because the other one was useless to me as it was, so.
Oh.
But yeah, they're pretty good companies to deal with, I think. All right. Thank you for the tech stories, and that's probably a good way to start off the year with this.
Yes.
So
I hate calling tech stories.
Well, that's why you always come to me.
It's something you can't change. I don't think you're going to drive. Actually, you don't drive anyway. I don't think you're going to walk all the way to my house to try and fix my internet. Or whatever.
Yeah, we'd want something local for that, wouldn't we?
Besides, you're going to kill me if you come all the way over here just to unplug the router.
Of course not.
I've just called Shane or Paul.
Paul's always
Yeah, that
cheesy.
Works.
Then okay. You usually get it fixed, so.
Yeah. All right, tech news. So, over the Christmas break, a photo was posted to Facebook by Randi Zuckerberg, sister of Mark Zuckerberg. And, you know, being her brother, you know, one would presume she would know how to work the website. So, she posted this picture to Facebook, and then one of her friends had a friend who was subscribed to Randi, and the subscriber thought this thing was public because it was a friend of a friend type thing, however that mumbo jumbo works. So what happened was that this person did not know that the photo was meant to be private to friends only. So she posted it on Twitter, and basically Randi Zuckerberg blew up because she was not impressed with the way that the whole thing panned out. And, you know, one would think a normal person would blame this on privacy settings. But the exact tweet read something like this. Digital etiquette. Always ask permission before posting a friend's photo publicly. It's not about privacy settings. It's about human decency.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys think of that? I mean,
Facebook. I really don't care.
Have people really given up on making sure privacy settings are correct, or is that just the dumb people that really don't care about it and then blow up like this?
It's Facebook.
Yeah, I know, but still. Earth, what do you think? You ever had any issues like that?
What, just people? I don't really post anything on the internet that I don't expect to get spread across the internet. That I would, if I post something, I would not have a problem with it being spread across the entire internet. So,
and you know, I mean, in general, that's a good.
And this was just the Streisand effect,
right? Educate everyone on this.
Let me get the Wikipedia article. The Streisand effect is the phenomenon in which an attempt to hide or remove a piece of information has the unintended consequence of publicizing the information more widely, usually facilitated by the internet. So American entertainer Barbara Streisand wanted to suppress photographs of her residence, just generated further publicity. I mean, nobody would have noticed it if
exactly
she hadn't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this goes to the same thing as well with this. It would have probably been better to deal with this privately and remove the photo or clamp down on your privacy settings, because still, I mean, I think this is showing a major problem with Facebook users and the site in general, is that it's not clear about what gets posted where. And to everybody else, you see that, you think it's public because you're a subscriber, but no, it's friend of friends. So it's like you don't really know. But the photo from this does look rather interesting, doesn't it? Apparently they were playing with the new Poke app, whatever the heck that is. Have a look at the photo on here.
Okay.
See Mark in the background, a bunch of other people, and they seem to be overly enjoying this little application here. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the one of the sentences is like, hey, even the Zuckerbergs can't figure this stuff out. So... that's kind of a problem in that case, isn't it? I don't know. I don't like that website. I wish it would disappear. I wish we'd go back to the good old days of email.
Yeah.
All right. One more Facebook story before we go into something a little bit more happy. Facebook Messenger turned into a phone and voice messaging app. Apparently only available in Canada for the time being. So essentially what you can do is you can record a voice with it. So then it'll just send it as an audio file along the way. So it's like back in the it's olden like the... days. Do you guys...
It's like just the... It's just Skype.
Yeah, exactly. Except messages. Like, it's not exact two-way conversation. I mean, the
so you're
example...
just sending voicemails to each other.
Yep. Yep. So, the idea is, I think you know the area, right? Yeah, it's kind of confusing. I'll send you a voice message with directions. That's the use case they give for this thing. Which is really weird. But you know, it's Facebook. People are going to use it. That's just the way that website works. And yep. And the thing is they're calling it call friends for free from Messenger when it's really not even a call. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
All right, something happier. Surface Pro release date is set for late January. So this is the version of Surface that uses the full-on version of Windows 8, 1080p display, and an Intel Core i5.
Didn't you say that CNN used these or something?
No. What CNN uses is the actual Surface-type displays, but they're not made by Microsoft. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing with Surface. You'll remember way back when Surface was the table PC concept, but now it's these little laptops. So, but anyways, price is going to be $899. I guess that's okay. It's relatively cheap compared to like a MacBook or something like that. And if you want a thin computer, why not? And that's roughly double the price, or almost double the price of the RT. So,
I mean, this will be useful for Windows 8.
Yep, and it'll actually be useful to use applications that the majority of them actually do run in Intel native code. So that's good for most people out there who have everything that they already need. I can see this the version that offices and stuff will want to use because they already have software, so they might just want to load up their Office 2010 or something like that on it. So I think this will be the version that wins.
Yay.
All right, that's it for tech news. So that being said, let's move on to the December Skill of the Month winner, Skill of the Year, Skiller of the Year, I mean, and the January Skill of the Month update. So December 2012 ended off a construction skill of the month, the first construction skill of the month since October 2008 or something like that. And it ended off with an actual race, believe it or not. Coming in first place with Jason with 3.6 million XP. Second was One Stone Pwn with 3.4. And third was JSB Rules with about 2 million. So at the end, Jason had a narrow lead over One Stone Pwn. The last day of the month, Jason got some more XP. One Stone Pwn decided that he was going to try and win by passing Jason again, but he was unable to catch up. So we actually did have a bit of a race there and lead change in the last week. So I commend you guys all for doing that.
It's like me.
Now.
The skill of the month, I won.
Oh, yeah. Even though I won it officially, right?
No, you didn't. It's me.
Oh, that's funny. The skill of the month here that Earth is referring to is the farming skill of the month, the last farming skill of the month that we had, December 2010, in which he came in second. No, you didn't.
I beat Brian by like 20k XP.
Yes, but I had a good 3.2 million XP more than you.
Yeah, well, you're lame.
All right. Back to the present, of course. In Skill of the Year, that's the thing we do at the end of each year where we sum up whoever got the most XP in all the Skill of the Month competitions. That year, or this year, the winner was the Lion 777 with 21,171,094 experience gained. Second place was Parnassus with 20,000,000 and 5,080 experience gained. So, a huge amount of XP gained. And this is just a reminder to everyone, if you're competing in the Skill of the Month, do it, even if you're not going to win, because there's a chance you might win at the end of the year. So it's always good to do Skill of the Month. And I know some people actually use it to govern what skill they train. All right. The skill of month for January 2013 is woodcutting. One of you guys want to give us an update on what we have here?
Gem Andy 52 and Parnassius are pretty much dead heat. They're only separate about 20,000 experience. Third place is Lapuro with 367k XP. So far it's dead heat.
Yeah, and we did have a couple of lead changes, so that's always good.
Oh, wow.
It's actually Jarmandy. A race.
Yeah.
And the thing is we see more of these races when it's these gathering skills like woodcutting, fishing, or mining, because it comes down to endurance based on what you can perform, so in a way they're the more interesting ones to watch. So we will definitely be watching this all the way to the end of the month. Also on the same thing, remember to check out our year-end roundup on RSB&B Informer. where we talk about all the articles and everything, and we feature a past article, and we are looking for guest articles too. So if you have anyone that you want to write about or anything you want to write about, so definitely head on over to informer.rsbnb.com and have a look. What is this? Oh, the last construction skill of the month.
That was the last one?
Wow. Yeah, before this one.
Yeah. Woo! This, I think this one might be my favorite graph.
Yeah, it is relatively flat and everything. So.
Yeah, but the end. Just nope.
Oh, that's great. All right. So, achievements of the week, or achievement of the week. We only have one.
Yeah. Yay, one. Oh, okay, fine.
Davo338 got 99 attack on January 1st.
Yay,
okay. Yay. Congratulations.
And, yeah. So, someone's one. Picked.
Yes, so, see, we've been away from the job for a bit that I forgot to check for picks beforehand. So does anybody have one?
Do you like that customer support video I sent?
I don't think he has time to watch it yet.
I haven't watched it yet. And I haven't had time to vet it yet either.
Not yet.
Okay.
I have a pick if no one else does.
Go for it.
Oh. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. I got that for Shane for Christmas.
You did?
So, yeah.
Seriously? And,
yeah, seriously. And he made a promise to me long ago that at some point, if I bought it for him, he would play it. So, yeah.
Isn't it a free-to-play version? Oh, you mean the old ones, or you mean the...
I mean the good ones.
Ah, okay. So that'll be the first one then.
So is this your pick, or are you just mentioning this as a one-off?
I mean, that could be my pick.
All right, go for it then.
HK47?
Statement.
Oh, I wonder what I'm getting myself into.
Like it.
Okay. So if that's your pick, fill out the appropriate documentation and put it in the notes then. Thank you, Reed, for that. Woo! But it's probably not on sale anymore, is it?
No, it's not. But it's worth the $10 that it currently is. So,
all right.
Do it. Oh, it's 50% off at the time of recording. Will this be out in 13 hours?
No, it will not.
Okay, it probably won't be on sale then. Oh well, sorry guys.
But how much is it when it's not on sale?
$10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still still decent.
It's well worth it.
All right. Link will be in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com. Thank you there, Earth, for that pick.
Sequel's good too.
All right. So, you'll remember that our last show of the year was the clip show, and we always look for clips in December, and every year I say that we're actually going to start gathering clips earlier. Well, this year we're actually starting early. If you go over to update.rsbnb.com/clips, you can submit clips for the 2013 clip show right now. Right now. So if you hear something this episode that you want to ensure gets in the clip show, send it in at update.rsbnb.com/clips. So if you're one of those people that likes to keep notes about what you listen to, and if you think you hear something interesting, just fill it in on that form and we'll get to it in December and everything will be there. So we are actually starting that early. So that is one promise I did keep for the new year. And I also updated the update.rsbnb.com website a bit. We got a new side menu, something that allows you a bit easier access to the rest of RSBNB. So that's definitely useful, because I know for a fact that sometimes it makes sense to head on over directly to a calculator or something like that from here. So you can just do that now. So hopefully you'll find that of some use as well.
Woo!
Yeah, so have some fun and
send us some clips.
Play Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
I will when I get time, Reed.
Oh, that was just to everyone, but...
Oh, okay.
It's good to hear you say that, too.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, me and Reed have played it before. If you need some help, we're good to go, too.
So good.
I will keep that in mind. But wait, it's single player only, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so how are you going to help?
We still remember every little thing.
Yeah.
And we know all the cheat codes, don't we?
Ah, cheat codes, Trekkie. Are there any other than the Punch It Chewy one?
There was the Max Out Your Guy, get Infinite Cash, and there was one other one. But the Infinite Cash kind of gave you would give you a bug if you something happened.
Nah. I never used those.
Okay.
Good game.
So what have you guys been up to?
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of Dungeoneering.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of Skyrim. Because the DLC was on sale.
Ah, so that's why you've been playing that again.
Yes.
Okay. Any RuneScaping over the Christmas break that we should know about? Either of you?
I've been doing a bit of herb lore, but not much other than that.
Okay. Real life stuff.
I've been sick. Trying and failing to get my sleep schedule back to something acceptable for school.
That's always fun.
Woke up at 7 this morning, got up, went downstairs, came back upstairs, fell back asleep until 1 p.m.
That's nice.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys.
My RuneScaping, as I said, I've taken advantage of the economy, and I've been doing some prayer training. So I did a bit of that over the break. I also realized, I got this aura that's going to expire in a few days. I got these mining pendants. Let's put these together. Oh, I'm only 500k XP away from 90 mining. Let's go get 90 mining. So I did that.
Ooh.
And aside from that, a bit of combat, I think. Or no, I haven't touched Slayer since Slayer weekend. Just been doing prayer and mining since then. So that's what I've been up to there. Aside from that, I revived the Sticky Notes project. That's practically done now. So if you are a Mac user and are interested in seeing it, shoot me a PM on the forums and I'll send you a copy so that you can play with it, give me some feedback, that sort of thing. But aside from that, that's about really all I did on RuneScape over the holiday season. So I think we did lots of StarCraft in that week after Christmas, didn't we?
Yep. Nexus Wars.
Last night we had a good one. Good run.
Oh yeah. I don't even remember what the heck we did last night.
The advances of a very cute girl.
Oh right.
She wasn't cute after you said it though.
Yeah.
Then we just basically stop steamroll them really quick.
Nothing more of a deal breaker than being a bitch.
All right, so that's it for the first RSBND update of 2013. Let's see, what's our calendar look like? In 2 weeks, we'll have some interesting news to share about February. So keep us in tune for that. But next week will be a regular show. We'll be looking out for the Calphite King. So that should be very interesting. So until then, we'll see you, and remember to subscribe to us on iTunes. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Have a great day in school on Monday.